The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, where we sit and talk and mumble and rant and rave and bitch about the latest episode of Arrow. Now, I know I'm behind, quite behind. We're going to be talking about Season 4, Episode 18, 1159, that aired on, January, February, March, April 6th. On the CW. This episode, I was just kind of guys, I've seen all the episodes already. I already know what's going to happen. The finale, I'm ready. I'm ready for October for the brand new season. But reading my notes and seeing and being reminded of this episode, it hurts my heart. You know, because if anybody's listened to the past recap shows, I think I started doing recap shows, I think on season 2, I think it was, with Variety Radio Online. And I did it with some peeps. Jesus of Dysfunctional.com, my boy DJ Wicked, and Anna B from Australia, who's always been doing blog write-ups for Variety Radio Online for Arrow and The Flash. She's a big, huge fan of the show. Like, she got me an autographed picture of Stephen Amell. I'm looking at it right now on my table of him pulling his arrow, bow and arrow, which was probably one of the coolest things I've ever gotten from somebody that I have never even met face to face. You know, I mean, we know each other because we're fans and we talk to each other via Skype, Australia. I'm in the States. But, hands down, one of the coolest things. And I don't know where I was going with this because I'm looking at my notes now and I'm getting totally thrown off because I'm just seeing 11:59. Let's just jump into it. I didn't know I was going somewhere with it, but then there it is. Arrow, 11:59. All right, so in this episode, let's just talk about the parts in the beginning that I really liked or want to complain about. Definitely not trusting Andy in this episode. It's obvious that Oliver is not, and Diggs is blinded by love, by brother love. Because, you know, and I get it. Diggs is hoping that his brother's changed. But Ollie's good at that stuff. He's got like a Spider-Man sense. He knows that something's fishy. It's those beady eyes I said in my last review. I can't stand that guy. And so now we have a cool convoy attack. I thought that convoy attack was pretty cool when Malcolm and the League attack and everything else. So that was pretty cool. I thought it was really cool when Malcolm and his peeps attack the Arrow hideout. And Thea and Laurel, the only ones there. And Thea takes on Dad, and Laurel takes on the League dudes, and it's pretty badass. It was a dope fight. I like Thea. If anybody listened to my stuff before, oh, that's where I was going at. If anybody had listened, now don't look at the title, Mike. I'm not looking. If anybody has listened to back in the day when I used to recap the show, I liked Laurel, okay? And she was cool. And then when she got into Black Canary, I was a big fan of Sarah. I love Sarah. That's another one right there. But, she, you know, it just to me, it's just like, she's not Black Canary. And so then I had to fight that with those demons in me because I wanted to like her. But then, you know, it was just like, argh! But now she's been doing pretty good, you know. And then this stuff happens at the end. Okay, let's not talk about it. Yeah, so Malcolm steals the thing, the idol from him. But in this episode, once again, I said it last podcast that it just did. Malcolm is just coming out of the shadows again in prison. Just comes in and out. No one ever stops him. Because he's a ninja. Let's see what else. Arrow catches Andy sniffing and rummaging through Diggs' house. It's obvious he's looking for something. He's a liar. Oliver sees it, and Diggs comes in and pulls a gun on Oliver. Like, don't call my brother. And it's obvious this guy is doing some sneaky stuff. sometimes I want to slap Diggs. I mean, I know he's bigger than me in real life, but I'm not talking about the actor because he could whip my ass. But I'm talking about Diggs in TV world. Let's see here. Damian takes over the prison. That was pretty cool. Okay, here. This is where it gets tough. Okay, so he takes over the prison, right? That was crazy. The team shows up. Damian gets his freaking superpowers back and stabs Laurel in the gut. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I was like, ooh, that hurts me because I knew something was up because I already knew someone had died because I was so behind recapping it. And I had like, you know, I mean, I think Arrow, I get crazy because sometimes I just like the Arrow episodes just to record. I'm stupid that way because then I get spoiled by crap. And I did. I already knew what happened. But she gets stabbed. Everybody goes to the freaking hospital. Everybody leaves the room. And Laurel gives him that speech to Oliver about being the true love. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. I got teary-eyed. I did. Because, I was like, okay, this is cool. Maybe she's going to pull through. Because I was like, okay, maybe it's a different episode. And then she goes into freaking shock and cardiac arrest. And she dies at 11:59. Yeah, that was pretty... Man, it sucked because I was like, after that speech and then Oliver. Because then you know Oliver, how he is. Then he's going to blame himself and then he's going to – I was like, oh, crap. We don't need this right now because we got to take out Damian Dark. But 11:59. Ooh. And then to see Detective Lance come in and then Oliver's in the hallway and Detective Lance just falls to his knees. Jesus Christ. I mean, if you could see what I wrote here, whoa, period, F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K. There it is. I'm not going to say it, but I spelt it out. That whole ending there was just, definitely tugged on my emotional strings here. That makes any kind of freaking sense. But yeah, I give this episode a 10. It was just, it was really good. Action packed. And then that ending, that whole thing, the speech and then, I don't want to talk about it, but it was a really good episode. This was really done. I really liked it. So then, you know, after that, it's on because Damian killed Laurel. The team is going to go after Damian Dark. It's going to be nuts. After that happened, I was like, y'all, yeah, Damian Dark, you're screwed. You're screwed. So we're going to see. Yeah. Yeah. All right, people. That's it for this episode. Yeah. Episode 18, 11:59. Ooh. All right. That's it. If you want to check out more Talking Arrow, go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and I'm right there. You can listen to all the stuff, subscribe, like, write reviews, whatever. And wherever you're listening to this, feel free to leave comments. What did you think about this episode? Did you get teary-eyed like I did? Did it kind of punch you in the gut like with a horse in your stomach? Wherever you're listening to this, leave a comment. And if you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. If you don't have iTunes, go to audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike, and you'll find this show plus other shows there as well. But of course, everything's on my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And if you haven't downloaded the Good Shows app, if you were a fan of TV Tag Get Glue, check out Good Shows. You'll like it. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. And we can talk Arrow plus other shows and other movies. All right, people. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you really, 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 really soon.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the Arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.